Hi, everybody. It's Tony Khan, and I'd like to introduce you to a lovely young woman who emailed us recently from the other side of the world. Hi, is Janie Gao there?
Hello, Tony. It's great to hear your voice.
You have already had a long day in China, haven't you?
Yeah. I study in a boarding school, so I spend most of time from Monday to Friday in school. After 5 classes, I have my lunch for about 20 minutes, and I have 2 classes in the afternoon and homework 3 hours. We run back to our dorms to take a bath, and we have to go to bed at 10:40.
But you're not asleep at 10:40, are you?
Well, no. I want to attend a university in the United States, so I have to prepare for my SAT test. I cover myself with a blanket and turn the lights on inside that blanket and read books.
Janie. You're working too hard.
Yeah. All of the students in China who want to attend a university in the United States do the same kind of thing.
A lot of covers with people inside them with their lights on studying after
yeah,
hours?
Yeah.
Does the school know you're doing this?
No, if we are discovered by the school, we will be punished.
They know you want to go to the United States, is that right?
Yes, they know. My teacher is really angry at me. He seldom talks to me. He just don't like me like before.
What are the things you're trying to learn?
Mainly English and build up my vocabulary.
What kinds of words?
Okay, I can find it in my notebook.
Sure.
Exploitation.
Exploitation.
Yeah.
Give me another word from your notebook.
Aggressive.
Aggressive?
Yeah, aggressive.
Can you give me a third word?
Horrendous.
Horrendous. That makes me sad. You know why?
Why?
Well, exploit, aggressive, and horrendous, they all have something in common, don't they?
Yeah, not so optimistic.
Not so optimistic.
Yeah. Altruistic?
Altruistic?
Yeah.
That's a good one. We don't use that too much ourselves. Where in China are you living now, Janie?
Shenzhen, just near Hong Kong. We can go to Hong Kong freely, and I and my mother always went to Hong Kong to buy some cosmetics and some design and books. Yeah.
Are you happy to come back home from Hong Kong?
Yeah, home is the best. Home is always the best.
If you do get to go to school in the United States, how will you feel about leaving home?
Well, I think it's worth to stay away from home for 4 years. Studying American university is my dream.
Do you want to make your future in another country?
No. I want to come back to China when I finish my study. I think China needs students to support the country in the future.
How old are you now, Janie?
I'm 17.
You're working for a dream.
Yeah. We don't have the chance to get to know each other very well. So if we don't know each other well, how can we feel close? We got to think of each other.
Of all the words that you know in English, what word would you use for yourself? How other people see you, a good word, a good adjective?
Maybe trustworthy?
You know what my word for you is?
What?
Touching.
Thank you.
You know what that means, yes?
Yeah, I know.
I feel that you are very honest and you are very trusting.
I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate being able to meet with you. Get some sleep, okay?
Mm. Thank you.
And you know what? You're always going to have a dream because you're that kind of person. So a lot of your dreams are going to come true.
I will make them come true.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Janie Gao sleeps on the other side of the world from here. Hyo-Chun Lee, born in South Korea, works on the other side of the hall here at WGBH. Hyo-Chun and I have never really told our stories to each other, and I thought that listening to Janie with her might be the perfect opportunity to begin to know each other a little bit better.
I came here when I was 14. I certainly had the same feeling when I first came over and said, oh God, I've got to go back and I've got to contribute to my home. I just did not know I was going to feel so differently. It took a trip back to Korea about 15 years ago for me to actually be able to say, this is not my home. Not that I didn't enjoy going back, but I just couldn't see myself living in Korea anymore.
What was missing for you at that point?
I began to realize that Koreans living in Korea did not view me as one of their own. They viewed me as a foreigner. You know, I was basically going about town in my jeans, sneakers. And also, what I sort of viewed as an invasion of my privacy, they viewed as friendliness. It's just their way of communicating with you, their way of relating to you, I think. I think a lot gets lost trying to adjust to this country. It was such an isolating, lonely, difficult period. Your parents are trying to get acclimated to the new culture, at the same time trying to make a living for the family somehow, trying to bring up the family and the kids. And it's a real struggle, I think, for most of the families to try to stay together emotionally and mentally connected to one another. And from children's perspective, such a huge burden. The parents saying stuff like, oh, you know, we gave up everything. We gave up our lives to come to this country so you could have a better education system, so, you know, things could be better for you and for your future. They mean well, of course. But did you ever ask us if we wanted to come? I know there is a lot of those questions being thrown back at the parents. You know, don't tell us that you're doing this for us. Come clean and say we came here for a better life. Don't throw that on us. And I'm sure it's like that with other immigration populations.
You said that, you still don't have the fluency in English that you want. And that amazes me because I can't think of a single instance where I thought you were suffering from not having the right word or the right turn of phrase or the right nuance to express an emotion. And yet I believe you when you say that. Does that come in any sense from a feeling of not quite belonging to either culture?
I think you put your finger on it. It's sort of being in a limbo. I guess the positive way to look at it is I belong to both cultures. The flip side of that is I belong to neither culture. Mm-hmm. You know, the Koreans, I think, kind of view me as an outsider. Mm-hmm. Because I spent my formative years here, and I have American culture at my heart. And, you know, the Americans look at me and say, oh, when they ask me, oh, so where are you from? In my dreams, my parents, who don't speak English all that well, speak fluent English. And my colleagues, you know, yell at me in Korean. It's very entertaining, actually.
So you have bilingual dreams?
Oh, yes.
And in your dreams, the Koreans are fluent in English and the Americans are fluent in Korean.
I can't even make a determination who spoke what language sometimes.
That is amazing to me. That is
very weird.
What do you think about that?
It makes me feel good about myself. I draw comfort that I at least don't differentiate between my Korean friends, American friends. In my mind, you know, it transcends boundaries.
That is the pure hope. Those differences really don't need to exist. And in your dream, they don't exist.
Right.
Isn't that lovely?
I like to think so.
Janie Gao and Hyo-Chun Lee with today's morning story, A Higher Education. I'm here in the studio with Gary Mott. And as you know, we have a new sponsor, NPR. And that's going to mean a few changes that Gary wants to tell you about.
If you access our podcast each week via iTunes.
Right, which a lot of people do.
You will now have access to the most recent 25.
Which is a handful.
It's a handful. It's a good listen. It's a good long listen.
But if you have an interest in hearing ones prior to the last 25, then there's a very easy way to do that.
WGBH.org/morningstories. And if you want to check out our Flickr site at flickr.com/photos/WGBH morningstories, we have a lovely picture of Janie.
Take care.